Grab you by the ears and shake you up and see if you're a truth seeker. And if you are, I think we can put some truth in front of you that can get you motivated down a pathway where you do know what to do. So that's the kind of things we discuss here. Everywhere are freaks and Harrys, dykes and fairies, dykes and fairies. Does that sound familiar? Tell me, where's sanity? You got a little sanity here, folks. I try and give it to you. You'll have it for, I'm sure, the whole time here that you're visiting on RBN, but I just about guarantee we'll give you some sanity here in this two-hour slot that I've got responsibility for. Roger Sales with you here on the Sunday night edition of the Radio Ranch, RBN style. And tonight is the 26th, evening of the 26th of June. End up the last week of the month here, partial week this coming week, and then, of course, 4th of July is a week from tomorrow, and all hell's about to break loose between now and the end of the year. You can just go ahead and write it on a rock and bury it, okay? I mean, you don't have to be much of a soothsayer to see the way the cannabis leaves are stacked up and the way they're pointing these days, okay? Hopefully our people have been mostly ahead of this stuff for years, many of you, many of us. So hopefully you've gotten yourself prepared, and God, I hope for your sake you're out of the big cities, because that's going to be hell on earth when all this stuff starts coming down. Anyway, we want to try and get your freedom for you, and freedom usually, and not usually, it absolutely contains five elements. You know, when it says in Revelations, come out of her, my people, come out of her, come out of her how? You know, I had to deliberate over that for quite a while. I mean, and I've said numerous times, you know, I don't know of any other time in the Bible where it emphasizes something and says it twice back to back like that. So somebody thought that was pretty important, I sense. Come out of her. Excuse me, my people. Come out of her. So you can come out of her politically. That's what we mainly talk about here. You can come out of her financially these days. Gold, silver, crypto, coins. You can do all that. You can come out of her geographically and leave the continental, the ZI, they call it, the zone of the interior. You can leave that, as I did 14 years ago this coming month. Actually, this coming week, 14 years ago. You can come out of her spiritually. If you're over in some kind of dabbling in a spiritual area you ought not to be dabbling in, you can come out of that. And you can come out of her health-wise and separate yourself from her, which is a real important one these days, obviously. And those can be different priorities for different people, quite frankly. But that health one, man, if you don't have that one, all the rest of them pale in significance. So all those things are important. We concentrate here on this slot on Sunday evenings on the political one, although we can touch on any of them, should anybody particularly want to know what my opinion of is in some of those areas. Happy to always do it. Let's see, I'll get up on my soapbox here for a little bit, start out the show. Obviously, I love taking calls and talking to you folks and getting to know you a little bit and hearing what's on your mind. So grab your pencil and paper if you don't know this number, if you're new to the RBN rodeo here, and I'll give you a second to go scrapping around for a pencil that's writable, or a lapicera is what they call it in Spanish, a lapicera. That's a pen. And papel, piece of paper. So if you've got all that, the area code's 512. The prefix is 248. And the suffix is 8252. Now let me repeat that one more time. 512-248-8252 is a number to call in. Let me get some stuff out of the way first, because it's been an eventful week in our field here. Why is the screen white? It's been an eventful week in our field of interest. And there were three really pretty important. It might have been more, but I know three very important Supreme Court cases that were released, and I'll be damned if 3 out of 3 didn't fall in our favor. I want to tell you what, you better write that down. First of all, I don't know when you'll see it happen again. And second of all, you may want to remember it. 3 big decisions all falling in our favor in 1 week in this environment is, it's something to sit back and be grateful for. You know, gratitude's a emotion that we probably don't exercise enough. Be very grateful that we've got fine, exemplary human beings up there, such as the Honorable Clarence Thomas, who, man, would I love to just sit down and have a couple hours one-on-one to talk to that guy. He is such a delightful person. And, of course, my roots in Georgia. He's from Penn Point, little town by Savannah. No, nobody had ever even heard of it before Clarence Thomas came around, called Penn Point, Georgia. Raised almost with dirt floors. Makes it to the Supreme Court in a conservative manner, and writing and being such a factor that he is up there. The first one was this week, came out on Tuesday. I think they released cases. Ben, I wanted to say something and start a little bit, just attribute some of the insight that I get in this stuff to a pretty darn good lawyer who surfaced out there the last few years. Some of you are familiar with, some of you may not be. His name's Robert Barnes. He's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. He, a little Southern boy, went through the Ivy League and somehow came out of there unscathed, I guess because of his Southern roots. And he was worked with Trump, I know, and he worked with Alex Jones and is working with Alex Jones. He's got a case going in Waco, Texas right now that may end up being the biggest whistleblower case in the history of the country, and it's a whistleblower from inside Pfizer. And so he's quite a guy, and he has a show on Sunday nights, a couple of times a week, but on Sunday nights is one of the main ones with another attorney out of Canada named Fry, F-R-E-I, is a conservative Jewish guy. And his deal is Viva Fry, and the other is Viva Barnes. And so they get together and have a couple of hours, and Barnes goes into a lot of his legal knowledge and insight into these things. This is where he says some very interesting programming. That'll show up. The one on Sunday night will show up tonight if you haven't seen it. It'll pop up over on BitChute and Rumble and those later on in the evening. It's worth listening to if you're interested in this legal side of things. So Barnes said on there, and the reason I know this, they release cases on this Tuesday and Thursday. And this past week was the last week of the session when they were going to release cases before summer vacation. And, of course, they'll come back and go into session in October. So he said, you're probably going to get R.V. Wade on Thursday. Well, he was wrong a little bit. They didn't release it on Thursday. They waited till Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Now, why that is, I do not know. But regardless, that was the last of the volley of very positive cases for us. If you haven't heard any of this, there's 3 different very important areas. Obviously, Roe v. Wade, we'll talk about that. But the first one that got released this week that I saw was out of Maine. And the state of Maine, through it must have been a state distribution, I think. I'm not sure. I didn't see the details, and I didn't read into the details of the case. The decision was 6-3. 2 of the 3 decisions were 6-3, and the same 3 fell on both of the first 2. The first one was this religious one, and what it was the court came down, and they had dispensed money to the schools in Maine and excluded the religious schools, which obviously were private institutions. And they brought suit, and the Supreme Court found in their favor. That's a hell of a positive decision over in the spiritual side, okay? In this instance, certainly the religious side, but certainly on the spiritual side, because you can see what they are obviously trying to do. And the court, a conservative court, 6-3 decision, overruled that. So God bless you, Supreme Court justices. At least 6 of you, anyway. The second one, and it came out the same day, and it overshadowed this one, was out of the state of New York. And it revolved, I don't know the style of the case, what the name of it is, but it revolved around 100-year-old New York law But the case didn't really bear on the 100-year-old New York law. It turned on the bureaucratic administrative interpretation and implementation of different rules onto that law that the case decided upon. And this is so interesting, and it's so pivotal, because here it is, they got this false flag set up down there in Uvalde, or however you say it, Texas, which the more it comes out, the more you can just obviously see it was a false flag. They're just desperate to get these guns, okay? I mean, they're just apoplectic, just crazy to get them, okay? Because they know they can't move forward, and everything's eroding underneath them. They can't move forward to the takeover stage until they got the guns, and they ain't going to get them. That's one of the reasons they're going to fail, okay? And here they are trying to whip all that up, get all these rhinos, Mitch McConnell and that other wrath of Republican senators that voted to pass this red flag laws where they can snitch on you and get your, by the way, you want to talk about your political freedom and being a national? That may be a real important aspect, finally. Okay, so they're trying to get that passed. Biden's going to sign it. They got it passed, and here the Supreme Court rules on this other case and totally undermines everything they've done. By the way, if they go ahead and do that and have the states implementing these red flag laws, and they come in and start snatching people's guns, and these cases go to court, they're going to end up being overturned too. This is unconstitutional as hell. Now, it's very interesting in the gun law because, you know, I do a show on Fridays with an attorney, Brent Winters. I did my very first show here in Ralph's slot with Brent. Some of you may remember, because Brent actually knew Ralph, okay? And so Brent was reading Clarence Thomas's decision during our program on Friday, and it was very interesting the way that they got at the Second Amendment. Now, what we know and understand here is you're either free or you're a slave, and you're either one or you're the other, and there ain't no other options. So you're one of those two. Okay, so that means if you're free, you get your rights from God, and you got constitutional protections. If you're a slave, you get civil rights. You don't get political rights. You get civil rights under the scope and purview of the federal government and the 14th Amendment. So man's given you your laws, and to him you owe your duties. So I don't know how they're just continuing to try and weave the illusion, but they took this New York gun case and the Second Amendment and wove it in through the 14th Amendment. He threw the 14th to the second, and I just shook my head, you know. I keep telling you there's a glass ceiling there. You don't really have those protections, but they've got to give you the appearance that you've got those connections and those protections. And so this is a perfect example. I was really shocked when I saw how they did it, but that was their reasoning through the 14th and the Second Amendment when they're mutually exclusive, folks. You're either pregnant or you're not. You can't be this half-pregnant thing. I don't care, even if you're a man that thinks you're pregnant or a man that wants a uterus. You can't be half-pregnant. Sorry, you know. So anyway, that was a very interesting, and the problem was that New York and their overzealous approach to guns, and the way they are up there anyway because of the predominant ethnic variety of the power structure. Boy, how's that? Okay. Well, because of the predominant ethnic variety and this being one of their really big deals, they're trying to do anything to block New Yorkers from getting a hold of the guns, except for the bad guys. Okay. So what they did was they took the 100-year-old law and they put bureaucratic tests in there that the bureaucrat had the final decision, and you had to go prove to him that you needed to have the firearm. And that way they were excluding it from people, and two guys that really needed them, that had the ability to get them and needed them for whatever they did in their line of work, are the ones that sued and got this decision. Now, the wonderful part of this is because, as we explained last week or a couple of weeks ago about precedent, you know, now a Supreme Court decision does have precedent over all of the appellate level and all of the district court levels and all of the states. And now any of these states which are blue flu and oriented like New York with these commie loser bastards running the state that have put these same kind of prohibitions into their systems, they just got defeated too. So it really opened up Second Amendment rights for the slaves, if you will. all over the country and backfired unbelievably. So what does the Department of Justice say? We don't agree with the Supreme Court. We're going to pursue it. I mean, it's Merrick Garland Garfunkel. Merrick Garfunkel, the Jew, D-O-J-A-G, a piece of commie crap, and their shit, you know. Pardon my French. They're going to appeal the district court decision out of Florida where they the mask mandate, even though the regulation wasn't promulgated the way it was supposed to be, according to the strict rules set out in the Administrative Procedures Act, they're still going to appeal it. Okay, these commie bastards. All right, and of course, so that the New York gun case, very important. And third, and not last but not least, of course, 5-4, the overturning of this hideous 50-year-old decision, the only decision in the entire history of our high court that never cited one single case in its decision, 200 and something pages, and not one single case was cited. That's called stare decisis in law, and that's really the basis of common law, is cases that have been decided before where we can take similar issues, similar circumstances, see how the decision was rendered and what the decision was, and go back and use that. The decision has already been decided. Stare decisis. Case law is common law. Okay? And so this is Roe v. Wade, the only case in the history of the Supreme Court that did not cite one prior decision of the court in 200 and something pages. Okay? Written by a justice named Blackmun, who was evidently heavily influenced by his wife. Okay, because she used to travel with him on a circuit and go talk to college students. And Brent, when he was in college, they came to his college, and he was actually a witness to all that stuff and told us a story about it. So those three cases, extremely important. All the other stuff that's happening is incredibly important, really. But what we try and concentrate on here is where the rubber meets the road, and that's helping people that are looking for the way out of this little maze that they've had us born into, we've been in all our lives, and get our little butts according to their rules, their guidelines, and their stipulations, and we remove ourselves from their little slave system. The step and fetch it. Ain't going to be no Jew step and fetch it, boy, no mo. Thank you very much, okay? So anyway, that's kind of the meat of what I wanted to start out with. I'm sure you know I can run my mouth here. There's other things we can talk about. I don't think anybody's lined up on the phone yet. At least Sam hadn't. I hadn't seen him call in. But if you'd like to call in and discuss any of those cases or anything we've talked about so far, all three very important. In recent memory, I can't remember when we had three strong cases in three really, really important areas that all fell out of the high court in the same week in our favor. It's just something that doesn't happen very often, you know. If you'd like to call in and jaw-jack about it, we'd love to jaw-jack about it with you. And that's an area of 512-248-8252. Sam, we'll see if we can chum some of them up. So let's see. What else is important? Okay, well, this is some of you are probably wondering about this. I get some very nice emails and correspondence from some of you that are concerned. And I appreciate it. Everything in Ecuador looks all right. Okay. Now, for those of you who may not have seen anything on it, we've been having some happenings here in Ecuador. More commies, more communist crap. I guess they're deciding it's time all over the world to pull their crap. And the ex-president, Correa, is his name. He was here for 10 years. He lives in Belgium. They're trying to extradite him back and try him for all the money he stole and everything else. He's stole billions, and it's coming from his financing. Belgium won't let him extradite him. He's married to a Belgium gal, and so he's locked in over there, and they can't extradite him. So he'll extradite himself in the form of his money to start this crap that's been happening down here, that I'm going to tell you about on the other side of Sam paying some bills here and getting a paycheck.
Oh. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get. And you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
All righty. Well, we're going to try and change the world a little bit. Fred called in, and we're going to talk to Fred. Hey, Fred, if Sam will patch you in, I guess you're with us. You there, Fred, from Iowa?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I hear Roger. You fine. I hear you fine, Fred. Can you? I want to recognize you there, and let me finish what's been going on this Ecuador stuff I wanted to talk about and get out of the way, sure. If you don't mind.
Sure, okay.
So, all right, so what is happening is we've been having riots and demonstrations all over the country for about 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, it was kind of light, sporadic. And then as of this last weekend and Monday, it kind of turned a corner, and they put a big push on. And so it was all over the country, some places worse than others. Now, you got to remember, I live in the most affluent area of the country here, so you're not going to see an awful lot of that, but we did see some of it. And so last Monday, after I just like to get out in the afternoon. I don't like to sit around the apartment all day, you know, just change the scene. I get claustrophobic. So I get out in the afternoon. I walk about a half mile up to the bus. I use the bus system. We have a wonderful bus system here. It's subsidized. It's dirt cheap. And I can go all the way to Quito and back, which is 45 minutes each way, Fred, for less than 25 cents. Okay, I mean, it's ridiculous, okay? So anyway, I use the bus service, and I go up there. I'm waiting on the bus. It's usually very reliable and very quick. There's always buses right behind each other. You never have to wait too long. And so as I walk up there and get to the bus stop, I see some smoke in the distance, you know? And it didn't hit me at the time. It was very black smoke. And I thought, well, gosh, I guess somebody's got a fire going on over there. And so I'm waiting at the bus stop, and me and this girl sitting there, and we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and no buses come, and very unusual, highly unusual, except on the side of the road where we are that the buses would come. It's a three-lane divided highway, three on each side. Along comes a gang of hooligans. And so down the road comes a gang of Utes, you know, as they be my cousin Vinny. A gang of Utes came down the road, and they were carrying long bamboo sticks. You know, we got bamboo, a lot of bamboo down here. And then they were rolling tires. And all of a sudden, man, tires start coming out of nowhere. They just start rolling down the road by themselves, seemingly out of nowhere. And so they got a main intersection there where I was, and they stacked tires up on top of each other with these bamboo poles, and they started them on fire and started tire farm at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different entrances to the road there. And I'm just standing there watching the whole thing develop, you know. And all of a sudden, well, I said, well, I don't guess the buses are coming. So I walked back home, and that was the big Monday and Tuesday push. It's kind of died down. I think that it was a small group of paid hooligans by this communist ex-president, Correo, trying to start something. And the general population is not behind it. 60% to 70% of the indigenous people don't want anything to do with it. And I think that's why it has fizzled, because everything appears, Fred, to be back to normal. Now, I don't want to, you know, jinx it, and I hope it doesn't get fired up again, but it was a real mess for a couple of days. Evidently, what they're trying to accomplish is solidify, if you will, a crescent across the northern part of South America, because the communists have already got Venezuela. Last Sunday, they voted in one of the members of a group that was preceded FARC, the communist group up there that's caused much trouble for so many years, a group called M19, and he was amongst them, if not the leader of them, and he's now the elected president of Colombia. And then the communists have got Peru, and they've got Bolivia, and the only one that's not in the middle of that whole big landmass of countries is Ecuador, and we think that's what they're trying to do. So anyway, hopefully it's died down and will go away, but if anybody is concerned about me, the closest I got was some burning tires in an intersection a half a mile away. Otherwise, I think I'm all right. Fred, how you doing this evening, my friend?
Real well. I'm going to try to be brief, but my worldview is a biblical worldview.
Good for you.
And my objective is to get people out of Babylon. And what that entails is making people aware of the first beast of Revelation, the second beast of Revelation, which gives his power unto the first beast and the false prophet. But in the previous show, I've been on RBN almost seven and a half years. But 6.5 years, almost close to 7 years ago, Captain Fred had me on as a guest for an hour. And I was ill-prepared and timid and denigrated myself too much. I wanted people to know where I was coming from. But the countries that you named, AmazingDiscoveries.org, AmazingDiscoveries.org, has schools and churches in all those countries you mentioned, and mm-hmm. even Venezuela, and Guyana. They've been there for years. And if I had my druthers in my dreams, I would like to do this in Ecuador, in a church, a school, and a great big shop.
Well, hold on. We got a little music here that we're going to have to pay attention to, Fred, and we'll talk about Ecuador and your thoughts about it on the other side here in a second. See you in a minute.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, we'd love to change the world. That's what we work on around here at the Radio Ranch RB in addition on Sunday evenings and afternoon, wherever you may be. Is it still afternoon kind of in California and West? So glad to have you along wherever you are. And we're talking to Fred from Iowa, and Fred was just talking about setting up missionaries and schools and stuff and setting it up in Ecuador. Fred, we got a lot of there's a lot of that kind of stuff down here. I'm not sure how much exactly, but we're constantly getting, we got some missionaries in our little group of expats that gets together on a weekly basis. They've ended up staying and just living in Ecuador. People like living here, you know. And but I know Rick Wiles, you know, Rick Wiles from True News. They had an orphanage down here for some time, and he may still have a daughter or something down here. But yeah, what was your idea particularly? You had anything?
Well, I don't want to name the faith, but we've got more hospitals worldwide than the Catholic Church. And the Germans tell their people if they're going overseas to a third world country and they have a medical problem to go to this, which I am not going to name, but one of our hospitals.
Okay.
And we've been teaching the health message for over 150 years. Now, I have a notebook devoted to you, so I got to write down everything you say. So,
Thank you.
And all that. But I don't want I don't want to take up any more time now, but buddy, you're doing one hell of a fabulous, great show.
Thank you, bye-bye. Fred. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you for your input. Thank you for your compliments. As a guy I used to know used to say, flattery, flattery, charge my battery. So thank you very much. Sam, I didn't see anybody else check in the line here, so let me just plug the phone number again should anyone want to talk to us. 512, I love to use this platform to communicate with you guys as opposed to sit here and run my mouth. 512 is the prefix, 248-8252. So if you want to call in, you got questions about the process, and as Fred was saying, applying for a passport or any of the other stuff that we do, we've really kind of pioneered at least the one we approach, specificity, because we're the only people that are doing any kind of teaching and promoting of the national status out there, to my knowledge, that realize that it's the feudal system that we're fighting. And if you don't understand, you're fighting the feudal system, as one of my remaining living teacher, Glenn Ambort, so accurately said, if you do not know you're fighting the feudal system, you'll never do anything but shadow box with it, like Don Quixote jousting at his windmills. And that's why you see, I'm not putting these people down. Please don't take that as, you know, the death of a thousand cuts I believe in, all right? But people like David Strait or Anna Von Reitz and these folks, they have a very, very wide approach. And because this doesn't take a wide approach, it's that they don't understand the enemy they're fighting and the system of law they're fighting. If it is, you can just zero in on it. You know, I think I've heard David Strait's affidavit, which mentions sovereign citizen a number of times. You go mentioning that, you'll get the FBI sovereign citizen squad called on you. Possibly, okay? So his 37-page document that he files, well, ours is one page and one paragraph. So my question to you, which do you prefer, 37 pages of all kinds of statements that you can be challenged on, or one sentence on one piece of paper saying what you are and what you're not and giving it to the right person? I mean, which one makes sense to you? I'll let you make that decision. It's your freedom. It's your sanity. It's your understanding. It's your ability to spread this. Got a lot of people that want to jump on board and help people understand it, because some folks have a hard time at first, you know. And I understand why that is. I don't know why it is that some have a harder time with other than others. Maybe you're a little more subject to Pavlovian conditioning than others. I'm not sure. But I do know this, in the common thread of the people that do see this, that I've noticed over the years, because I've had this question in my brain for 30 years since I started doing this. You know, why is it just this little small set of people over here that respond to this? Okay. And dealing with this small little set of people for an awful lot of years until here lately, you know, and now people are looking for answers. They know the world's screwed up. A lot of people are committing suicide and stuff because it's just too insane for them, because they don't understand the way it's set up and how it's being operated that makes them think it's insane. Okay, you get this information and understanding of it, it brings you back in. That's why I don't get upset if people don't file an affidavit. You know, I've heard a couple of people calling, well, I haven't done it yet. You know, well, that's okay, you know. That's okay, because at least whether you filed anything with them or not, you've got a little more sanity and you understand a little more what the world is, how it's affecting you, and why these things that seem so, you know, so bizarre. Oh, let's see, Roger. What bizarre things have happened? Oh, let's see. Women getting prostate exams. That's kind of bizarre. I mean, come on, you got to admit that's a little bizarre. You know, a whole new area of the illegal organ trade. As now, with all of this idiocy out there, men that think they're women want uterine transplants. Now, I'm not kidding you here, folks. That's absurdity. You can understand why somebody, this place has gone mad. I think I'll just go jump off a bridge. You know, got more bills. They can't pay them. The hyperinflation, gas over $5. They don't make enough money to drive to work to earn a paycheck because of the gas prices, for God's sakes. Come on. Okay? This is insane. So at least this brings you a little sanity, and I think most of the people listening here this evening are, you know, have been in hopefully in the Patriot trench for a while and had time to get yourself moved out in a good area, at least know your neighbors and get some stuff stocked up, because we got, folks, we got hard times coming. I mean hard. These people are going to drive, we got the power, they're going to drive it home. It's Mad Max from Thunderdome, and I mean, I hate to say that, but that certainly is what I see the leaves shaping up to show. I mean, if you got the information to prove me wrong, please call in. I'll give the phone number again, okay? Please call in and tell me I'm wrong, all right? But when I hear things from credible sources, like after 8 more weeks, there's not going to be any of the basic ingredients to manufacture diesel fuel with, how much of the country runs on diesel fuel? Okay? Don't know, but I know it's not pretty, okay? And I'm trying for so many years to try and avoid this. You know, I think back and over the whole course of the 30 years I've been associated with this project, and I remember back in the very early days and that the 6 months that I had going through John and Glenn's course when they were still teaching, and the fact that they had us file, because this was in the IRS regulations, that you could do a, what do they call it? A revocation of election. Revocation of election. I don't suggest any of you do this now. Revocation of election, and John, being astute at the law and very astute at reading regulations, had found in the Internal Revenue Code this revocation of election. And basically what it says is, if you've been filing under the wrong status, you can correct your status, and you send in 3 years of corrected status. That'll let you go back 3 years, and that was a form called the 1040-NR for non-resident alien return. Don't you dare send one in. You'll get a $5,000 frivolous filing penalty. Don't do it. Unless you just are a masochist and you like punishment, and if that's you, you just go ahead and do it then, okay? So anyway, at those days, we would send it in, and the first few people, and they said they'd send you back all the taxes you'd paid in for the previous 3 years. And so first couple of people that went through the course and did it got pretty big checks back. It's like going to an MLM meeting, you know, and somebody's waving around $5,000-$10,000 check, and everybody gets excited, you know. And so same thing happened here, and then that's what I saw when I got in. Well, when I filed my 3 1040-NRs, I got back $3,500 frivolous filing penalties. They'd shut the gate by then, and now that same frivolous filing penalty is $5,000. Okay, so 10 times greater. All right. And but if we would have known back then what the John and Glenn had us do to fulfill due process, in other words, due process, you know, one of the elemental bases of our, especially our common law, but other areas of law too, notice and the right to be heard. And so what we did to fulfill the front end of due process was to take our affidavit and file it in the property record rolls of the town where either we were born in or the town that we lived in, and maybe even both, you know, which I did. But anyway, that was back in 1992, and you go down to the property records. Why? Well, why the hell would you want to do that, Roger? That's property. Well, first of all, it's public notice because it's open for anybody to go look through. So it's considered to be public notice. Okay. Secondly, if you want to ask why would you want to file this affidavit at the property records rolls, and being a person who was in sales much of my life and understanding this rule that you always ask, answer a question with a question. And so you ask, why would you file it at the property records rolls? And I would say, where does the IRS file their notice of liens? And you'd go, oh, yeah. Notice I said a notice of lien and not a lien. Okay, and it's in the property records office. The lien probably is a statute staple, and it's probably in the bowels of the Treasury Department somewhere. And this is just a notice of that being put upon you in this feudal system, in this Jewish shetar. Now, I don't know if any of you, hopefully you've never had one of these rascals on. They're like leeches, those little liens. And they're difficult to get off. I don't know of anybody without the fact that they just didn't pay and the IRS couldn't get anything out of them. And after 20 years, they quit renewing it. You got to renew them every 7 years that they didn't renew it. And they just dropped off the rolls. And we've had proof of that because my good friend Harvey had a, you know, I don't know, remember how many gazillion dollars he owed them. They said he owed them. And, of course, they weren't getting a gazillion out of Harv. And so eventually he went, has come around to our way of thinking here recently, last year or two, and wanted to apply for a passport. And I thought, well, with the new IRS law in place up there, if you've got over 50,000 in collections, they won't issue you a passport. It's one of the reasons they want your Social Security number now. And so I said, well, we'll just make this little test to see if Harvey gets a passport. Well, the first thing they did with Harvey was sent back. And I've only seen this happen with a couple of people, but one of them was him. And they sent back and said, we need 6 more pieces of identification. And so Harvey, being Harvey, figured up a way to do it. And he sent them 30-something pieces. And so a big, thick folder of statements of his relatives. His brother, his older brother, has 15 children and all kinds of grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And so he got a bunch of them, and he took his picture that he submitted with the passport, went to a printer, got his picture put on there, and had these sheets with his picture reproduced on there with this person is known to me, my am so-and-so, this person is known to me since so-and-so, you know, and most of them were Uncle Harvey, you know, all that. So anyway, they sent his passport back, which means they didn't renew his liens, and they dumped the liens off, or he would have never gotten that passport. So they do, that does happen. But regardless, here's what I was going to say to any of you, and I hope, as I said sincerely, I hope you haven't ever had one of these on you, okay? I could tell you my lien story, and if none of you call in, I may do that, all right? My personal story on this, and how it took me 15 years before I realized what's happened. And I went, God, Roger, you dumbass, okay? So regardless, IRS, if you've never seen one of these, we call them a lien in the Patriot community. They're actually technically called a notice of lien. If you like a certificate of title for your car, you know. And so on that piece of paper, it's got 3 things. It's got 3 pieces of information are on there. Your name in all caps, of course, where you live, and the amount that you or they say that you owe. Okay. So those are the 3 things that are stated on a notice of lien. So let's analyze that and think about it for just a second. Okay? Now, what if, great what if, I mean, first of all, how many notices of liens do you think these thieving bastards have filed over the last 50, 60 years? Tens of millions, hundreds of millions maybe. Okay, out of those people, how many of those people you think maybe lived in a rental house or an apartment? Huh? I mean, percentage, rough percentage. 20%? You would shoot real low, 20%? So let's say 20% of the notice of liens that are filed, they live in apartments or rental houses. So if it's a property issue, then the notice of lien can't be on that property because you don't own it. And it can't be on the amount, because they can't put a lien on the amount they're saying you owe. So there's only one option left, isn't there? You in all caps. Well, I guess you're the property. Oh, no, Roger. That can't be. Sorry. It is. Okay? You're the property. That's why they file it at the property records office. That's why, should you want to file your affidavit at the property records office, that's why, and one of the reasons you do it. Because you're showing them at the property records office with this affidavit that you're no longer their property. Okay, now, to look back 30 years and wonder if we would have known and should have known and why we didn't know. Well, I was just too new and green, but why John and them never thought far enough outside the IRS box to just think of filing this affidavit with the Secretary of State first. If we'd have known that and taught that all those years ago, 30 years ago, and that was what spread, this may be a different world we're dealing with right here today, very possibly. Love to change the world. Be back in a minute on the other side of this little break. Thank you, Sam.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, we're going to go about our business of trying to change the world here at the Radio Ranch RBN Sunday Evening Edition, and got a few callers came in, finally chummed a few of you up there. First one that came in was a gentleman from Kentucky named Mike. Mike, you there in line, buddy?
Can you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear.
Great. Okay. I don't know if you've heard much about this student loan fraud and stuff that's been going on, and of course Joe Biden's trying
about,
to talk
about it. About the entire loan fraud. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said, what about the entire loan fraud? Every loan's a fraud.
Well,
every loan is a fraud. And if you want, I can explain it to you and go into more detail.
Well,
but anyway, I had to laugh.
Money.
Go
you
ahead.
You create
I'm sorry.
The money with your signature. You are the one that's making yourself a surety for this money that's created out of thin air.
Correct.
That they loan to you.
Correct.
And the bank has a loan index based on its credit rating. And I actually knew a banker that got himself defrocked from exceeding the bank's loan index.
Uh-huh.
Or, as he put it, that they jerked the rug out from underneath of him and came back, the bank examiners did, and changed the bank's loan index after he'd already loaned out too much money. And they told him,
uh-oh,
it ain't going to be us that takes the fall for this. And this goes back to where people didn't have cell phones and recorders, or he could have recorded the conversation and got himself out of trouble, I think, because the bank
examiners
admitted.
This came from a bank regulator, what I'm about to tell you, through a guy in Chicago who was a certified public accountant and qualified as an expert witness named Tom Schaaf. Have you ever heard of him, Mike?
Tom who?
Schaaf, S-C-H-A-U-F-F, I think. He started a school. Somehow he got to be qualified as an expert witness, and he realized that there's no school to qualify CPAs to achieve that kind of licensing, so he started one. And he had all these CPAs from all over the country coming through school to go get the big bucks as an expert witness. And one of his students was a federal bank regulator and pulled him aside. And he said, every loan in America is a fraud. And the expert CPA witness says, well, what do you mean? And he goes, let me show you what they're doing. And you had it. They don't loan you anything. When you sign a promissory note, you in merchant law, this isn't admiralty law, this is merchant law. They've turned that into a promissory note. That's called negotiable paper. And you've signed your name and a contract to a future income stream. Again, it's dealing with futures here, see. Now, they carry that back to the financial institution, and they put it on the liability side of the ledger.
Well, they also put it on the market. They can resell it all around the world. That's what Freeman were doing.
Well, let me finish, and that's what happens. But the first thing they do is they set it in on the liability side, then they discount it into the secondary market and selling it, like you said. They bring the proceeds and cash back. They put those on the asset side, and that's what pays for your house or your car or whatever it is that you're buying with this promissory note. So they never loan you anything. You loan them a signature, and then they charge you compound interest, and your asset that's the collateral gets depreciated.
And the thing that what I've been hearing about with these student loans situation is there was a whole bunch of people that were working in poverty.
Hold on, a whole bunch of people working. We're going to get interrupted top of the hour. We'll come back, Mike. So gather your this important topic. We'll explore it on the other side. See you in a minute.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. cows, too.
Ezoff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.